Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. All preparations are in place for counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nandher in Maharashtra. Counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming in around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. In Maharashtra, voting was held in a single phase on 288 seats and for the lone by-poll to the Nandher parliamentary constituency on the 20th of November. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has a policy of zero tolerance against crime and any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. The Home Minister held a meeting with Delhi police today and reviewed the law and order situation. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Intelligence Bureau Director Tapan Deka, Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officers were present in the meeting. Mr. Shah pointed out that it is the personal responsibility of each and every policeman to make Delhiites feel completely safe. He added that the safety of children, women and senior citizens should be the priority of Delhi police. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart General Nikatani on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane in Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikatani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. The two sides reiterated the importance of defence industry and technology cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi's 5 days of whirlwind diplomacy were marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. BJP President J.P. Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said that ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and centre is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organisations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. He said over the past 10 years, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Northeast region has witnessed a complete transformation in every sector. In response to Mr. Nadda's letter, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said, "The people of Manipur are wishing for normalcy, peace and harmony in the state at the earliest." In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. The gunfight broke out after a joint team of Central Reserve Police Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Konta area of the district on receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, a gun battle ensued in which 10 Maoists were killed. Security forces have recovered the bodies. Apart from this, a huge cache of arms and ammunition has been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt the nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan, a unique cultural exchange event in Hyderabad this morning. President Murmu recalled that efforts have been made for centuries to divide and weaken the Indian society. She listed out the recent measures taken by the government to strengthen the age-old concept of democracy in the country. And in cricket, Australia was 67 for 7 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 1 in the opening test match of the Water Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Jasprit Bumrah led India's fight back from the front with 4 wickets on day 1. Earlier, India got off to a weak start and were bundled out for 150 runs in the first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.